The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm your host, Brendan, and today I'm joined by some cast members from Taconic Theater Department's production of Clue, which will be here at Taconic in coming months. Let's go around and say some names and what you're playing. Tanner, let's start with you.
My name is Tanner. I am a senior, and I am playing Mr. Green.
I'm JB. I am also a senior, and I am playing Wadsworth.
Hi, I'm Cicely. I'm a junior, and I'm playing Yvette.
And I'm Brendan. I'm also a junior, and I'm playing Colonel Mustard. So my first question for all of you is, what got you into theater? Is there something that significant that happened in your life that you really felt a draw to the arts? Tanner, let's start with you.
So I guess it kind of started like when I was really young, because like my brother was like really into theater and things like that, and I watched him like go on stage. So he's probably my biggest like inspiration to get into theater. And I really like didn't want to follow in his footsteps initially. And then I tried out for Mamma Mia and I really like just loved it. Mm-hmm. And I loved the community and like everything.
Yeah, Mamma Mia, that was a time, all right. That was a lot of fun. All right, JB, let's move to you.
I have a similar experience to Tanner. But it was my friends. I think in like early middle school, I went to performing arts school, and we had to take turns like going through the arts. And the only one that super interests me was theater. And I had a ton of friends that were in theater and just ended up that way, I guess.
All right, Cicely, how about you?
I never expected to be in a theater, actually. That was not in the car. I, like, didn't even expect it. But it all started with, like, just Miss Martin asking me, like, hey, since you're, like, into, like, doing art and all that stuff, do you want to help me with The Little Mermaid and do set building and painting and all that fun stuff? And I was like, sure. So I started with tech. And then some conflicts happened in, like, the cast. And then she asked me, do you want to be a Mercister? Just on a random day. And I was like, you know what? Sure. And so, you know, I put that tail on and I started going on stage.
Yeah, there's been a lot of cases of people jumping into roles. But I think that's what makes it so great, is that everyone finds their place eventually, whether that be by choice or by chance.
Yeah, exactly. And like I fell in love with like theater and acting and like being dramatic. And then it being acceptable to be dramatic.
Yes, that's, if anything, it's a safe space. For me, my story is that both of my parents were theater teachers. They both worked in the arts. I worked at a local theater department I've been a part of a local theater department for as long as I can remember. I had a crib growing up in one of their campuses. And I started doing actual shows when I was around 6 years old. And I have just been doing it ever since because I've really, really enjoyed it.
That's cool.
Yeah. So now that we've got some introductions out of the way, I want to hear about what, I know we all said what characters we're playing, but I want to hear some struggles that you're having with playing the character and something that you like hearing, something you like about playing your character. Cicely, let's start with you.
So I play Yvette. A struggle that I have, or that is going to happen, is that like Miss Martin told me I'm too French with it sometimes. I didn't know it was possible, and so I kind of got to tone that down. But I would have to say my favorite part about her is like her humor and how she's so like uppity all the time, no matter what's going on. And then at some point she'll break down here and there.
Yeah, she's an interesting character. She has I think she has more going on than what she lets on.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
She's mysterious.
All right, JV, how about you?
Ooh, one of the struggles that I face playing my character, Wadsworth, the character is intended to be male and intended to be played by a male actor. So making that switch is a little difficult, but we're getting there. But it's also part of the reason I love playing him. He's so different than a lot of the roles that I usually get. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Wadsworth is a really fun character to watch on stage. And it's really awesome seeing people play with accents during the show as well. Because Cicely, as you mentioned, you have the French accent. And Wadsworth for the show is very British. Very, very British. It's almost to the point where it's like, he's using too much British slang. It's annoying. But oh. Maybe wow. That's just my opinion. That's just my man's opinion. But.
That was like crazy color.
Yeah. All right, Tanner, let's hear about your character.
So I play Mr. Green, and one of my favorite parts about him is probably kind of similar to Yvette. He has a lot more going on than you find out initially.
Mm, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I like that secretive part of him. Challenging part, I think, is that it kind of comes with all of these characters, specifically the colors, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Brendan, is that their personalities are so, like, over the top for what they are. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I have Colonel Mustard. Part of my choice that I made during auditions is that I decided that Colonel Mustard would be very Southern inspired, I guess is the word to put to it. I got up on stage, and then on a whim, I was going to pull out my Southern accent. And I've been practicing it a little bit, but it mainly stems from three areas, which is the show Young Sheldon, George from Young Sheldon, then a video game Red Dead Redemption 2, made the main protagonist Arthur Morgan, and I also worked on a show called Million Dollar Quartet, which is a show about Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, and Carl Perkins, and they all talk in a Southern accent because it was a lot of Southern accents, so I have been surrounded by that for a little bit, so I decided that's what I would do going into it. And that's something I really enjoy doing just because I think it's so silly and fun to do. But my big struggle with Colonel Mustard is that he wears mustard and he wears yellow.
I know, and you do not want to wear yellow.
I'm really, really praying for a beige instead of a yellow.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to be a beige.
Yeah, well, if I wear the yellow, I'm hoping I wear cowboy boots too. That's another thing.
You gotta at least have that. Yeah, you have to wear yellow.
I have access to cowboy boots. The director's got to give me the word, and I'll put them on.
But you're just no fun.
All right, we'll be right back after this. All right, and we are back with Up on Taconic. Today, I'm interviewing some members of the cast of Clue here at the Taconic Theater Department. And our next question is going to be, what's been your favorite part of the rehearsal process so far? I'm going to start with this one. I really enjoy blocking the scenes. I think it's really fun to see all the characters really like get up on their feet and start to play together. And my favorite scene that we've blocked so far is definitely scene two, which is the dinner party sequence where there's a lot of jokes, a lot of laughs, a lot of spilling things, which I wasn't expecting too much, but there's a lot of clumsiness, specifically from one character. Tanner, let's go to you.
Yeah, my favorite part of the process is probably the blocking, but there was a specific moment the other day, actually, that I really enjoyed, and it was actually with your character, Brendan, and Cicely's character. And I don't think you all realize how fun, I'm not going to say it because it's a spoiler, but like, I don't think you all realize how, you both realize how fun that was to watch.
all of our dynamics are so different, yeah. Though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was real silly for yeah. Sure. Silly
but goofy. I really do love like the blocking aspect of it. I think it's fun to see like where we're moving and what's going to happen and like,
yeah.
It really helps me commit it to memory.
Yeah, there's definitely, it's a memorable blocking experience for sure. Cicely, how about you?
Oh God, there's so many. Mom, honestly, my favorite like part of like the whole like rehearsal process is like kind of like blocking and like reading through the show, it gives it like puts you into perspective of what it's going to look like and how it's going to go. And it just makes me even more excited for it. It's just seeing what is going to happen. And like, it's really exciting. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, I feel like that first read through specifically is something where we all have really, because we didn't really know each other all that well. I mean, yeah. At least I didn't.
And it really like, yeah, it kind of brought everybody together.
Yeah, it was really awesome to see everyone's different choices and how they all went together. It was really awesome. JV, how about you? What was your favorite part of the process so far?
Obviously, I'm new to the school, so I didn't really know anyone in the theater department either. Well, not that you don't, but you didn't know the cast.
Yeah.
But I just love being around such incredibly talented people and being able to like bounce ideas off of each other and just seeing how it all fits into place.
Wow. That's so interesting. We'll be back after this. All right, and we are back with Up on Taconic. Today, we are asking some cast members of Taconic Theater Department's production of Clue some questions on the experience. So we're going to continue with starting with JB. What is your favorite moment in the show, without giving too much away?
Ooh, my favorite moment. Clue is definitely a play that has a lot of twists and turns. So every part that bends is my favorite, but especially the end. It's very dramatic.
Yeah, they call it a murder mystery for a reason.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, Tanner. What's your favorite moment in the show?
It's got to be the end for me. Like,
yep.
My ending. Favorite. Without giving too much away, you'll have to come see Clue November 15th and 16th to find out. But the ending is really good.
Yeah. And that's a perfect segue to our final thing, which is, when can you see this show? Well, you can see it on November 15th and 16th, both at 7 p.m., but on the 16th, we also have a 2 p.m. matinee, and tickets will be on sale very soon. Well, that'll do it this week for Up on Taconic. We would like to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming our podcast on sites like Spotify and CastBox. For more from what's going on here at Taconic, take a look at our weekly TV show, The Thunder Report. The show comes out every Friday and is available on youtube.com/TaconicTV. Feel free to reach out to us for any questions at TaconicTV@Pittsfield.net. We hope to see you again soon, and we hope you'll join us next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This show is produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and was taped in September of 2024.